Hello.
Oh.
Yep, yep, zip, zap, and dibbity-doo. So, today I decided I was going to listen to your show last week.
Mm-hmm.
Man, those sound effects and things, I didn't even know what I was listening to. I'm like, music came on at the beginning? I'm like, what is this thing? Like, what? I don't even know what's going on
that
here.
That was the first listening of the show you've ever done?
Apparently, since music got involved.
Music has been in every single episode.
Yeah.
All right, then apparently it's the first episode I've ever listened to.
Yeah, that show, the show is...
Am I really loud? My audacity is super spiked.
I mean, I don't know. Yes, and I don't know.
You weren't incredibly super loud.
Huh. All right, well, we'll see how it goes.
You might want to... Well, audacity should auto-adjust, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, like, there was music, and then there was sound effects, and then I was like, what is going on here? I don't understand. It's so distracting. That was all.
Cool. Yeah, the show in... In post-production is awesome. Got a lot going on.
So, Ian.
Yes.
What did you think about Jack A?
I was solid. I wanted it to be that. And then you guessed it. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, that's, I would be surprised if that's who it was.
Okay.
But
are you feeling one of the Tia or Tamara?
Which one was that? Is that the ladybug or something?
I don't know, whatever I texted you the other day. I can't remember the characters after like a day later, man.
Yeah, that's fine. Those weren't...
You guys okay with me opening the gym?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not opposed. That wasn't... Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about the ladybug. I feel like that one kind of left me in a...
I think we've got a secret, like, entire cast of sisters all appearing on
that would
the
be...
Masked Singer all at once.
That would be bold. I really feel like the person who you thought was Jack Hay... It's going to be a twist. It's going to be Gladys Knight again.
Yeah, no, I'm really feeling Jack A.
Okay, I don't dislike that.
All right, who's singing tonight? You know,
do we go back to the beginning, or do they have to shuffle it around because we have a different number of people? You'd have to combine.
Yeah.
You'd have to take the two people from A and the two people from B, and make them the foursome, and then. So it would be...
We got the dog.
The dog is the only person I remember from the first group. Who beat out the ice cream cone? Yeah. I don't know. I won't know till tomorrow.
Yeah.
When we...
Well, yeah, I'll text you tomorrow night.
Yeah. I will do my best. It's always tough. I have to really keep a low profile on the internet on Thursdays. I can't read TMZ. I can't look at Yahoo. Can't look at social media.
So I saw the Joker last night.
Oh, okay.
Very much enjoyed it.
Good.
Seems to be very polarizing.
Really? Someone didn't like it?
A few people.
Jenda didn't like it, right?
Yeah, Jenda didn't.
Hmm.
I thought it was great. Yeah. Phoenix did a great job.
I'm optimistic. Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. I thought they did a good job of showing you, you know, hey, this guy plumb crazy.
I wanted to like it even more because even without seeing it, Jared wanted to hate it. So I figured it was probably going to be entertaining.
I mean, I understand that. I like to jump on that bandwagon quite often.
Yeah. I don't think he wanted to hate it. I think his unfounded concern was, explain to me a reason why this is a Joker movie and not just a movie about a guy going crazy.
Yeah, it pretty much is a movie about a guy going crazy.
Yeah.
It's just at the end, he becomes the Joker.
Right. I feel like the fact that it's set in Gotham should be enough. That's why it's the Joker.
Yeah, no, like I said, I liked it because, you know, Gotham is not a normal place. So
yeah,
when you see what's going on there, you're like, yep, I buy this in Gotham.
Yep.
There's no spoilers here. It takes place in Gotham, not a spoiler. The Joker's crazy. I don't think that's a spoiler either.
He's also played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, who is excellent.
Yeah.
Looks like he hasn't eaten in 2 months, but...
Very plausible. He said he developed a eating disorder because of losing so much weight for that role.
I can believe him.
Oh, by the way.
Word.
The bracket is full.
All right.
Oh, this is it?
Like this and
like
next week?
This week is it or next week is it?
Next week. Like
okay. Right.
What we rolled tonight, build it out.
Oh, right. Wow. What a
good deal. That is
end.
A big final.
Yeah. Whew. 2-1 seeds duking it out in the very beginning.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm.
So I ordered some pre-BlizzCon stuff so I don't have to carry things back from California. So I'm sitting here wrapped up in my Diablo throw blanket. It's pretty sweet. I'm hoping everybody will hate Blizzard and boycott the entire thing so I can have the entire place to myself.
That seems likely.
Yeah. Then Mike will just be forced to give me all the stuff for free because, you know, nobody else is there.
Right.
Seems like that'll happen, right?
They'll just cancel it and they'll call it BlizzCon China from now on.
Beijing Con.
Yep. Tucky Teeth, did you just switch your logo to support the Astros just now?
Yeah. All right. Deserters from the National League. Useless.
By the way, Radamanthus 23 was the first one in the channel. I completely forgot to mention.
Oh, that's fine. He also won the day with that fantastic pun.
That's terrible.
Nope, it's gold.
The Genghis Khan?
Yeah, that's wordplay at its finest.
So, Ian, who's all going to be at the open house?
Oh, my.
And you don't really have to answer that question, but keep that question in mind when I ask you, should I wear my Don't You Like Clowns shirt?
Yeah, that's fine. There will be, I don't know any details about it. I'll be there and that'll make me sad, but it sounds like it's a cool, I'm almost there, Devil's Reject shirt. Is it?
It's just the captain.
Okay. I think that's fine. If you're asking
me, black and white.
If you're
it's
asking
like,
me, are there going to be seven children there? There will be seven children.
Okay.
Their ages will range from, I believe, 10 to 1.
Oh. Are any of them scared of clowns?
I don't know. They will be by the end of this party.
Don't we make you laugh?
I had no MPQ for days last week, people. It was bad times.
Yeah, I know. What happened?
I left my iPad in my car in State College.
Okay. That's kind of what I assumed.
And I discovered that when I hit the Maryland border.
That makes me feel so much better. Every day I would log on and saw that we would only get 19 ISO, and I was like, and every time I would psych myself out and I'd be like, I swear to God, I played yesterday. I'm sure I played. And then I'd look to see in the Alliance and it wouldn't say that anybody missed. And I'd be like, oh, I can't believe I missed, but I remember playing. This is weird. And then it happened again and the same panic hit me. I was like, oh no, 2 days in a row? Ray's going to be so disappointed when he talks to me on Tuesday.
That's funny.
Meanwhile.
You know what I ran into in National Harbor that I had never seen before? A Peeps store.
Oh, entirely devoted to that?
Well, 99%. The other parts were Mike and Ike's and those disgusting peanut chew things.
Does Just Born make all those things?
They do.
I didn't know they
How
made...
How does that stay in business?
How?
I don't know.
How do they offer Mike and Ike's and not hot tamales? Or Jujubes?
Well, I think they had all the...
Am Mike I right in thinking that's the same company that makes Jujubes, Hot Tamales, Mike and Ike's, and...
Jujubes is somebody else, right?
Oh, maybe. But Mike and Ike's and Hot Tamales, they're essentially the same thing, aren't they?
Well, yeah, your Mike and Ike's, your the all-purple ones, whatever they're called.
No one eats the all-licorice ones.
They're
that's
delicious.
Gross. Shame on you.
The all-red cherry ones, those have a name. Anyway, they had, like, you know, the big tube things on the walls where you can fill up your bags of insert your flavor of Mike and Ike's you like here.
Okay, hold on. There's a list.
I like the grape ones, not the disgusting licorice ones.
Yeah, the disgusting licorice ones are disgusting. Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I knew that Just Born was down in Bethlehem. My old roommate took me on a factory tour. Yeah.
Hey, that's where the other Peep store is.
Where?
There's
Bethlehem?
There's apparently one at the factory and one in National Harbor.
Okay. Oh, they make peanut chews, hot tamales, Mike
gross.
And Ike's, Peeps, teeny beanies. And Zowers. Oh, Zowers.
Yeah, it's the gross sour candy.
Good and Plenty. That's the word. Man.
Wasn't it the one with Charlie?
Charlie says,
eat your Good and Plenty. Charlie says, really hits
on
the
point
something.
Tonight. I don't know what that.
You remember this
happened.
Cartoon? That was a commercial.
Nope.
Anyway, I was going to buy some Peep socks.
Yes. Did you get some Peep stuff at the Peep store?
No. So I was going to buy Peep socks. I was all excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
All the only socks that they had that said Peeps were just Halloween themed and just had like pumpkins and stuff on them.
Oh,
so I was sad, but there were gross Mike and Ike socks, but I don't want Mike and Ike socks. I wanted Peep socks.
Yeah.
So I was really bummed by that.
I love that there's a Just Born outlet store.
I could have bought some sweet Peeps boxer briefs, but I didn't. Considered it.
Mm.
Thought that'd be weird to buy with my coworker.
Probably, but
yes, they do have the socks on their webpage. They did not have them in the store.
We went from waiting to 9 o'clock to it's well past 9 o'clock.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, peep out.
I'm going to fill out this hour sometime. There's nothing to talk about.
Tons of
stuff.
A lot
of Mike and Ikes.
Yep. Fire it up, dude.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Smokes and road beers. That's what it's all about.
Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 214th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where there are actually three of us this week. I'm the only one, you can call me Craig, we got Chaos Nevity Snoo, and Stinky Feet 15, they're Ray, they're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, my feet has been trapped in peep socks all day. I'm sweating.
It's been so long as I was on this show, I couldn't remember your real names.
Yeah, it's okay. There were three of us last week, just so you know.
Yeah. I never actually get to talk to Joe. I don't think I've talked to Joe in 2 years. But
I've been stealing all your Joe karma. I've had like three Joe encounters this year.
It's wow.
Been, yeah, I'm on a real man. Real positive trend.
Since the week of 10/16 to 10/23 of the 2019s. Today you got Yellow Spidey, Thursday Purple Daredevil, Friday Blue She-Hulk, Saturday Red Deadpool, Sunday Green Gamora, Wednesday Green Widow, Tuesday Black Loki, and Wednesday is a Purple Dream Warrior. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! Howdy Titans. Starting yesterday, we had Elektra versus a Vampire. How'd that go for you?
Untried. I'm still optimistic, but I didn't make time for it yet.
It was really easy for me. I got both Shadow Step and whatever her ballet move is off.
Oh, Ballet of Death? Yeah, that's an easy winner then.
And I kept making matches, and he just eventually went away.
Yep. And then coming up number next is... what is... I don't know. What's this saying?
What's that?
Samurai Stink says Howard the Duck versus the Big
Pun. No, that's
Pun.
Happening currently. That just ended.
Oh, that was last week.
Yep, you're going in the wrong direction.
Oh, it's Sabretooth versus some guy.
Yeah, unknown, because he's new.
All right. I'm reading in reverse order.
Yes, you've gone crazy. Howard fought Big Pun. It was totally successful. Elektra's fighting Blade.
Did you go invisible?
Oh, yeah, Howard is probably my second most champed character behind Devil Dinosaur. We were discussing this while our co-host Craig was away. So, there was a Taskmaster win, there was a Dino win, there was a Duck win, and I feel strongly about an unchamped 355 210 Elektra.
Hey, Ian, there was also a Duck win, you know, the other night.
I don't get it. I'm sorry.
The Steelers' new quarterback, the Duck. Duck got a victory the other night.
The defense got a victory. Duck Hodges.
That's true.
Didn't bungle it.
All I know is every time they said his name, what I heard in my head was, Duck Dodgers, Duck Dodgers. In the 25th and a half century.
Nope, I didn't
hear it. I heard the name once, and that's what I thought of.
Right, I didn't hear it till the end when he explained it. When he was explaining who he was, and it said Delvin Hodges, and he was like, call me Doug. I was like, do it, Doug.
He's a champion duck caller.
Did you watch the draft yesterday, Craig? I know you're a big draft fan, so...
What draft was yesterday?
The XFL live draft?
No, I didn't even know that was happening. I would have watched it.
Oh my goodness,
it
was streaming
live. Oh no, I was a joker.
Yeah, streaming live on YouTube all day long.
Oh, during day? Man, I would have watched that at work.
Yep, I watched it. I watched some of it at work.
Oh, did Antonio Brown go number one?
No Manziel, no Antonio Brown.
What?
Yeah, I was disappointed. The only two people I've ever heard of were the sixth overall pick was Christian Michael. He was a running back. He tore it up for Seattle for a couple minutes, like 2 or 3 years ago. And the running back, Cameron Artis Payne, I believe he played for either New York or Arizona. I don't recall.
Samurai's poster tells me that Cardale Jones and Landry Jones also made teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not notice either of them, but I don't doubt it.
Man, how was Antonio Brown not the number one selection?
Because he's still trying to get paid.
He's never making it back to the NFL. He's
no,
done.
But he's trying to get paid. He says they own guaranteed money.
Yeah, he can be getting guaranteed money while he's playing for somebody else, getting dollars per hour.
That'd be amazing if XFL paid like $14.50 an hour.
They're like clocking him by the minute. Like, well, if he stays in the game another minute and a half, that's another $100.
Then we're
going
to have to pay him overtime. This is a disaster.
Yeah. Don't ever go for the tie. We don't want to pay the overtime. Oh my God. Jerry Glanville's involved. He's like 100. That guy was like the coach for Houston when I was like a little kid. Oh man.
Kenny Testaverde Jr. Yes. Wait, Jerry, is he where Brandy Glanville came from?
I don't know who that is.
She's either a Real Housewives or just some one of those shows. I assumed you watched every reality show there was.
I don't ever watch any Housewives shows.
Okay. Once upon a time, she had a husband, and then her husband met a country singer and left her for that country singer. Let's say Leanne Rimes.
Oh, she was the one who's married to Leanne Rimes. Yeah.
Well, she's not married to Leanne Rimes.
Well, the dude. The dude is now married to Leanne Rimes.
Right.
They're one degree of separation.
Right. Yeah. Right, because I think Brandy is now dating Leanne Rimes' ex-husband.
They're something I probably can't say, you know, sisters.
Sure.
Yeah. By the way, I was super impressed that Joe got beeped right off the bat last week. I was like, bravo, sir.
Got to carry the torch.
That is true, but I mean, we hadn't officially started the show yet, so I think his guard was down.
Yes, good call, Donkey Teeth. They are Eskimo sisters.
Sure. What were we talking about? Sabretooth. Holy smokes, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
His crash is coming up.
Yeah, it sure is.
That'll be easy. Make red.
I'm definitely not going to win that one.
Do I even have Sabretooth?
You do. You have a bit of
Oh, man, I have a lot of Sabretooth. Holy smokes.
Yeah, you're well on your way.
Ian's got a poop out of Sabretooth.
I do.
All right. Storyland. Web Wonder is going to finish up here. That'll get you Three Widows, your 2099th Spider-Man. Top folks get Captain Hammer and then Star-Lord. Honor Among Thieves is next. Again, Star-Lord and Captain Hammer, X-Force Wolvie, and Ragnarok. Since Ian's super all into playing PvP, apparently now all of a sudden in his life, just for him, the class of 2019 is running. Would it get you a Magneto and a Mockingbird? Top players get Moon Knight and some Star-Lords.
Oh, yeah, that's not for me, just so you know.
Okay.
If you think I have any characters that were released in 2019 near playable level, you're out of your mind.
The 189 release notes starts off with, hey, awesome 6th anniversary. I agree. It's been fun. But Ian, are you sitting down? There's a clue here.
Oh, I'm sitting down.
All right. The clue is, and I'm not sure if these erroneous pipes are important.
They have to be.
But it says the partnership, but before and after the word partnership are pipes. So it's like the pipe partnership pipe.
Like the kind that bring water to my house or like the kind
that
I smoke?
No, the vertical character pipe.
Wait, what?
The character on your keyboard pipe, the one that's above the enter key.
Oh, what? What? I don't know what that means. I'm looking
shift,
at my
end. Shift backslash.
Yeah,
the pipe character. Those two dashy bits.
Correct.
With a space in the middle.
It's a pipe symbol.
That's a pipe symbol, yes.
Oh, I don't. That doesn't help me. Pipe symbol partnership pipe symbol is what you said?
Yes.
Oh.
With the word the in front.
Oh.
Where do you see V?
The
partnership.
Yeah, I don't know what the pipe symbols, I mean, they have different meanings depending on what, you know, if you're writing in, you know, if you're programming, if you're, you know, using it in Linux, there's a variety of different, and I'm not sure which one they're, and even if you, like, nothing comes to mind.
I mean, is there any famous duos we don't know the game yet? I mean, we got Cloak and Dagger, we got Iron Fist and Cage, who always else works as a team?
Mordo and Dormammu?
Probably not.
That would be a strong duo.
I agree. Well, that's good. That is a cryptic clue. Nice work, Ice.
Man. Oh, so maybe we could get another Sabretooth, and it can be him and what was his sidekick? The Irish guy. Black Tom. Was that his name?
I hope so.
That would be amazing. What?
Oh, that's just funny.
Okay. Oh, Alloy, I like his guess. He's going to work for Douglock. Douglock would be something.
I don't know.
I'd be down with that.
I don't know what any of that means.
At one point in time, there was a character called Warlock who was a living machine.
Mm-hmm.
He hung out with Cypher, who was Doug Ramsey, who could translate any language.
Oh.
They merged into one being called Douglock for a while.
Do it, Doug.
Seriously.
That's a partnership.
So there is a Black Tom, but apparently he's friends with Juggernaut.
Oh, that's who I meant. Okay. I don't know. And then he hung out with somebody who was actually cool.
It took us like 5 years to get a second Juggernaut. I doubt we're getting a third that quickly.
Well, yeah, I hope that Thwomp is correct about his mojo and spiral theory. You know.
That would be fun.
Pipe.
I can be down for that.
Pipe. 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 Sorry, that was a good episode.
Any case, things that have been fixed. Retaliation missions and versus events will appear at any available mission location. All right. Fix an issue where time remaining on some Heroes for Hire bundles was missing. And fix an issue where the cooldown of shields was invisible.
Pipe. That's exactly what I was thinking. Thanks, Samurai.
Beavis, pay attention.
Pipe and a crepe. Smoke and a pancake. Bong and a blitz.
I guess there is no pleasing you. All right. That's the news.
Oh, there was a piece of local news from Barandiak.
All right.
He says the 100 block of Allen Street may get turned into a pedestrian plaza next spring/summer. It was proposed in 2018, but withdrawn due to lack of community participation.
Oh, no.
Don't watch the fly-through, because, boy, it's bad.
The fly-through?
Okay. Yeah, so the guy came at the council meeting the other night and proposed this thing.
Yeah.
And he had like a fly-through of what the, you know, a fly-through rendering of what the 100 block would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like that someone in it, you know, junior high who's first learning how to use, like, 3D modeling tools made it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know,
it was really not good.
I feel like it could go in a better direction.
He's probably a listener to the show and is sitting somewhere going, "Aw."
I tried my best. I'd like to see you do better, freaking Craig.
Okay, if you're going to complain, don't do it at the next council meeting. I got to present my budget sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, a budget that looks like a junior high kid made it with his very first Excel spreadsheet. I heard some inspiring international news today. There has been an increase in potential sightings of Tasmanian tigers, and it may not, in fact, be extinct, as it has been long been thought.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. All the people could be wrong, but, I mean, there has been a significant surge in sightings. So I guess until they lock it down for sure, I don't want to get too excited, but the idea about being wrong about an extinct species is... I find that inspiring.
Does it strike your cryptozoology nerve?
Not really. I think it's plausible.
Well, it is plausible, but I mean...
Well, what they don't tell you is that these ones walk on their hind legs and rip out your throat with their claws.
Yeah, no, none of the... They're not like my first love of cryptozoology. They're not like, you know, I saw a bear with mange. That must be a chupacabra.
A chupacabra. It's the Jersey Devil.
It is the totally.
All right. Any other news?
Negatory.
I have some extremely local news about me. I played PvP this last PvP. I think it was class of 2018. Not sure about that, but it was one of those.
Right.
And got a new high.
You want to get high?
I managed to get up to 1,153 points before losing 250 points while I was playing the next match. I still got to get the shield hopping thing down. I don't know how that works. I really wanted to get 1,200, but I failed. So,
man, I think that would take me like 7 or 8 PvPs to get that many points.
That's awesome. Shoot. You know what would be even more awesome is if in post during that portion of this segment, you could cut in a little clip of Tally going, "Oh my God, I'm so high."
You're the worst character ever.
I know.
Oh, integrity.
Integrity.
Integrity weed.
Integrity firms.
All right.
Let's move on to the superhero showdown.
Okay.
Last week, I hear, was that last week we had a robot versus Thor?
Yep.
Do we even need to talk about it?
We do, because the stories that the listeners wrote are sometimes my favorite part of the segment, but I'll leave that part up to Ray.
Sure. All right. So we did get one comment that said, all right, so for this superhero showdown, is the hashtag Team Ian vote for Thor because it's his character of the week, or is it for Sentry because it's a robot and it will annoy Craig?
Oh, hold on. I got a robot comment here for 1 second.
Okay.
So I'm in National Harbor. I go to a piano bar because that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. I asked the people at the piano bar to sing Mr. Roboto. They look at me and said, why are you giving us these obscure songs? I said, obscure, you're out of your mind. That's a classic Styx song. They then had to look up all the words on an iPad so they could sing it for me. Huh. The song finishes. The guy who, by the way, who was singing it from the South Hills, Ian. So I got to bond with him a bit on some Pittsburgh lore.
Okay.
We get done. He's like, hey, you knew all the words to that song. And I'm like, of course I knew all the words to that song. It's Mr. Roboto. It's a classic. And that was it.
Yeah, there are, you're not wrong. There are also no quality sing-along components to that song. That was a terrible choice on your part.
Well, it's not necessarily sing-along. It's, you know, they sing it.
Right, but you knew all the words and you sang along anyway, so.
Well, of course.
That's the point of the piano bar.
I sing along to every song.
Yeah, so, to be involved. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to pick a Styx song, it should be Come Sail Away.
Yes!
Well, they did that one first while they were looking up the words for Mr. Roboto. And then some jerk requested Send In the Clowns, and it got really depressing.
Why would you... That's not good piano bar music.
I'm assuming because he had gone to see Joker.
No, because that's what Craig's aura does. It attracts other jerks, and then everything spirals out of control.
Never made it to the casino, though, so I was kind of sad. But
they did finish Come Sail Away, right? Because once you start that song, you can't stop.
You got to finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Ray. Back to the news. Right.
So, regardless of the previous question, because Craig insisted earlier that no robots would be in the showdown, yet the moment he's gone from the show for a week, a robot snuck into the battle in the square. Clearly, there is a greater scheme at work here, so I vote for the robot to see how this thing plays out.
Oh, that's bold.
Another comment worth mentioning, the conjugation of smite took a weird turn with smitten.
That also made me laugh. Like, wow, Thor's now in love with this robot. This is very strange.
But Thor is going to go all office space on that glorified appliance. All right.
PC load letter? What does it even mean?
That was it. That's all the comments I got. Thor got all but one vote.
There you go. That's living.
All right. So this week in the Hexadecagon.
Yes.
We've got, I don't know, I hope is it Ymir?
It is.
All right. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. Versus the Wizard.
I know nothing about the Wizard. So rather than just say, I thump you into dust, why don't you tell me about the Wizard before I thump you into dust?
All right. Well, unfortunately, I don't know a huge amount about the Wizard, but apparently he's not that much into magic. Which, that surprised me. But he appears in a whole variety of things. He was part of the Frightful Four. I'm trying to remember who else was in that. Yeah, I don't remember. But in any case, he was part of the Frightful Four. He has armor, wizard armor, that gives him weapons and all of his inventions incorporated into a battle suit. It's armored. It can generate a force field of considerable strength. His gloves can fire energy blasts and project a typhoon sphere around a target. I'm not really sure what that does, but, you know, it sounds pretty good. The gloves can also mimic the powers of the Fantastic Four. So,
not bad.
That's pretty good. He has anti-gravity discs. I'm pretty sure those would be pretty useful against a giant. And my weakness is he suffers from a non-lethal nut allergy. So it causes his face to swell. So, you know, you want to avoid some nuts. But that's pretty much it. That's his weakness. He's,
you
he's
think
a standard...
that advanced battle armor could have some kind of filter for, you know, nut dust or something.
I would hope. It doesn't seem to have a face mask, though. So, you know.
Ally points out that of the Frightful Four, one of them is the one that lets you win because Paste Pot Pete was part of that.
Come on.
And if Paste Pot Pete shows up, this giant's going down.
I don't know. Let's talk about a gentleman who is apparently pronounced, I think it's pronounced Emir.
Okay.
That's what the internet tells me, at least.
All right.
So Emir is none other than the progenitor of all giants everywhere in Niflheim and Jotunheim and most other heims that host giants these days all came from this fella. He made Surtur. He made all the Storm, Mountain, and Frost giants.
I need to correct Sluggo. No, it's Niflheim. That's F's, not P's. It's not Niflheim.
I didn't say Niflheim, did I?
No, you did not.
Okay. That would have been weird.
I'm going to get a pet pig and name it Niflheim.
He is gigantic. He is very close to immortal. His cryokinesis is incredibly potent. His strength is incalculably large. And he's got a big club. So, I don't know. I feel like the actual Fantastic Four might pose a acceptable threat to Emir, but the King of All the Giants, man, that's a tall order.
Yeah, but I got a genius level intellect, and I made this suit myself. I know all the its secrets and
absolutely.
Did I mention I have a shield?
How immune to ice is your power armor? Ooh. I got a lot of ice.
I got a big force shield.
Can your force shield repel a strike in essence of 100 tons?
I'm going to say yes.
Bold claim.
Well, duh, can't yours?
It's tough.
Do you suck blood? I do.
Well, I don't think you need to know anything. I can regenerate. So I feel like even if you wear me down a little bit with your Human Torch powers, I can probably regenerate faster.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, being able to generate fire against a frost giant's probably pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I will probably smite you with my peanut abilities, but...
Again with the smiting!
Man, my face will swell slightly. That'll be annoying. All right, well, yeah. Vastly different power set. So, yeah, this is going to be totally up to the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you need to know more about it, Y-M-I-R, Marvel, Emir, or the Wizard. What's his real name?
Oh, something funky. I don't know.
Bentley Whitman. This way comes.
You can't defeat someone named Bentley Whitman. I mean, come on.
Yep. All right. That is this week's Superhero Showdown. Thanks for voting.
Hey, Brigby just mentioned the sneak peek is now updated. So coming your way after Class of 2019 is hooked on a feeling.
Oh, that sounds like it's Star-Lord related.
It is. That is the start of the Morris Day and the time season.
Mm-hmm. O-E-O-E-O.
Yeah, baby. That's going to be followed up by Predator and Prey and then Redshift. In Storyland, what do you got here? Web Wonders followed up by Honor Among Thieves and then Thick as Thieves. Thick as Thieves will get you. I already did that one, right? I'm trying to see if there's anything else new here.
Yeah, I'm totally satisfied with that. Rather than think about that, why don't you think about why Cool and the Gang and Morris Day and the Time came to our local casino and you and I didn't go?
We should have went. We talked about it.
That is really disappointing.
I know.
All right. I think I'm going to go see Primus or Thray. That'll help offset my pain.
That is correct.
Well, Winona's got a big brown beaver.
Also true. All right. What's next, dude?
Willie, what's in a mailbag?
Oh, that's next? Okay. Not a whole lot this week. However, we did get a comment, strangely enough, from Samurai, that it is time. This will heavily involve Ian, so Ian, prepare yourself.
Okay.
It is time once again for the North Carolina State Fair, and that means it's time to play or dope with Ian.
Okay, I'm ready.
Crazy food number one, deep-fried garlic cheese curds. You fry cheese bites that also taste like garlic breadsticks.
Yep, dope.
Okay. Johnston County Ho-Ho. It's a jalapeno stuffed with cheese and brisket, wrapped, deep-fried, and served on a stick.
Super dope.
Number three, a sloppy mac tater skin. It's a potato skin loaded with sloppy joe, mac and cheese, and then topped with bacon, jalapenos, and ranch.
Sloppy joe, sloppy, sounds like sloppy a joe.
Three-course meal made just for me. All these things are in dope or beyond.
And the grand finale, the Chickenator. A fried chicken breast on a cinnamon bun topped with pepper jack cheese and bacon with a zesty honey sauce.
Nope, I'm out.
Yeah, that I'm out with that. That's cinnamon? You lost me.
Yep.
I mean,
so
I like
cinnamon.
You lost
me at cinnamon bun, and you lost me at honey sauce.
Well, it's just conflicting, like cinnamon, yep. Pepper
That's
jack.
Too much going on in my mouth. I don't like that at all.
Bacon and honey? It just doesn't, yep. That, yeah.
Hey, so, and something else made me sad for my trip, as we talked about brisket there for a second. Yes. So, Ian, you know how much I enjoy watching the Barbecue Pitmasters?
Yes.
So it turns out that in National Harbor, well, actually in Alexandria,
mm-hmm.
The one and only Mr. Myron Mixon has a barbecue restaurant there.
Okay.
And sadly, I did not have enough time to actually eat there.
Man.
I had to catch a water taxi to get back to my hotel. So I just walked by, took a picture, and left.
No casinos, no socks, no brisket.
Oh, I did get brisket, but just not at his restaurant. I got brisket a different day. Like the day before, I had actually gotten brisket at a different restaurant. So
fair. Yeah. At Thwomp the DJ, I do like Barbecue Pitmasters. That tone was because Craig only likes Barbecue Pitmasters. And in order to hang out with him, I had to watch a 2-day marathon of Barbecue Pitmasters, and I felt awful afterwards.
It was glorious.
It was the worst. One of the worst times in my life. However, I will see what kind of deals there are in the off season or possibly for Christmas. But another friend of ours had a smoker, and my wife is super sold on us getting a smoker. So Craig and I are one season away from Puzzle Warriors Pitmasters cook-off.
Let's do it. Let's have a brisket showdown.
I love this idea. It will crush you. Pumped!
The bonus is I'll get to be the judge and eat all the brisket I ever desire.
Yeah, I'm this. Man, smoked brisket is just so freaking delicious.
It really is. All right, let's hit the wall of text.
All right.
D-Wing says, Joe! I should probably not get that excited about a guest host, and I usually don't. I get that excited about every guest host when they fill in for Craig.
That's just mean.
He also says that he feels personally invested in Atherton's repairs at this point. drove on it today. It's all clear. All the lanes are open. It's smooth. It's a fantastic drive.
Give it 3 weeks and he'll dig it up for something else.
Yeah, probably. I feel like we missed an opportunity for Craig to rant just based on the claim that Drew Carey was the greatest sitcom ever.
Yeah, what's wrong with that person? Come on now. I'm all for Buzz Beer and such. But, you know, that show was okay. And, you know, okay is, you know, as good as it gets.
So greatest sitcom ever. What's the greatest sitcom ever?
Ooh.
That might require some thought. I haven't come up with
that
mine yet.
That is tough.
All right, I'll let you think.
Yeah, that's a scratcher.
Man, there's all so right. many good sitcoms that...
Yeah.
So is Lamborghini going to start chipping in for the promotion that they get from the soon-to-be-named network? That would be awesome. And I can't help but feel that Ian's clue was essentially an admission that he doesn't know who's going to be in the next week's showdown. Good job, D-Wing. You called it. It's a total mystery. Nothing yet. No sitcoms.
Boy. No, it's going to take a lot of consideration and research. I'm sorry. You can't off the cuff best sitcom of all time, because there's so many that as soon as I start saying it, I'm like, yeah, but you got to I can't purely just weigh it on personal preference. I have to consider, you know,
can we break it down by like decade?
Writing quality, you know, cast, that sort of thing. Because I mean, you're right. Donkey Teeth is right. Sitcom bracket. Here we come.
Oh,
yeah. Always Sunny in Xandar just got replaced.
All right. Next week, topic three.
Always sitcom in Xandar.
Who's coming up with the list?
We'll work on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, well, yeah, sorry. You guys just vote against all of mine, so it doesn't matter.
That not seems all of likely. Them.
Nope. I think Craig and I are going to be pretty close on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, that's a good show.
I know.
Love that show.
That's a fantastic show. That's got to be in my top 10.
That's got to be up there. Yeah. You know, I know it's short-lived, but The Good Place has just been amazing. Yeah. You know, you got to have the Seinfeld in there as much as you guys like to rag on Seinfeld.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is I do, and that's fair. But yeah, this is a big can of worms.
It really is.
Wayworth already
Are You Being
said,
Served is way up there.
Nope, I gotta go fight Wayworth.
Except for you heathens. Huh?
The ending of How I Met Your Mother was solid gold. It was one of the best endings. It was a complete ending, plus epilogue. It wrapped up the storyline of every character and gave you, like, literally everything you needed to end a show.
Yeah. Best ending, though, ever, though, was the end of Newhart.
I did really enjoy the ending of Newhart.
That was amazing.
Did he dream that?
Yeah.
Yes, he wakes up in bed with his wife from the Bob Newhart show.
Right, I know, but how was that better than the ending of Hill Street Blues?
That's not a sitcom.
I know, but still, it's the same ending. And that ending was terrible.
Well, you know what also started the ending, too? What was the hospital one? Right at the same time as Hill Street Blues.
Oh, I thought that's what I was thinking of. Isn't Hill Street Blues I'm staring into a snow globe?
No, that's the hospital one. That's St. Elsewhere, yes.
St. Elsewhere, that's what I was thinking of.
Yes, that ending was awful.
Right, that's what I was thinking of. So Newhart is essentially the sitcom ending of St. Elsewhere.
No, like, because it was a throwback to Bob Newhart's other show.
Skeptical. I'm okay with that. Let's just stop.
Seinfeld's ending was god-awful, though.
Spiraling out of control.
Yeah, we've got to craft this better. We have to have a list going into it. We'll get there.
So Samurai said, and this is a good idea, anyone listening to the podcast, submit your nominations for a sitcom bracket on tomorrow's Reddit and forum threads.
Yes.
Like just true sitcoms, right? Right. Or are we doing like mixture shows?
What's a mixture show?
I don't know.
Well, like MASH is a dramedy.
That show's terrible.
MASH is amazing, but
MASH,
not one single second
of that show was entertaining.
Oh, you are wrong, but Ray's on board with me on MASH. Now, come on now.
I enjoy MASH. I don't think it did. I'm not sure it qualifies as a sitcom.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not a pure sitcom. It's a hybrid show.
I already know what the winner is in my mind. So
bold. Wow. Save it for the show.
Yeah, I am. Okay. In any
another
case,
bold claim. Are you sure Scrubs was significantly less dramatic than MASH? Scrubs totally qualifies, in my opinion.
Yeah, Scrubs barely had drama. I mean, it did, but
well, yeah, when I can't think of any character on the show or any of their names, so I'm just going to let you continue on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I can't help you there. I don't think I've seen a single episode of Scrubs ever.
Oh, it was good.
I haven't seen all of them. But in any case, that was it. We were done. The mailbag is gone.
All right. Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
Not bad.
All right. See what this here. Oh, so many new characters. Why? Oh, and the three stars are even ones that I don't know. Every time Angel sneaks in here, I keep saying, I'll learn him for next time. And then I immediately... So Angel's boosted if you're still playing three stars, which I am. I don't know any of his powers. If he does damage, he'll do more. Elektra. I've heard of her.
You can't see her. She's Elektra.
I feel, and I'm often wrong, like her three-star is slightly different than her four-star, and I could very well get them confused.
The three-star does not have Dance with Death.
It has
instead
has,
like, Critical Blow or something like that.
Great. But the strike tiles that she swaps around are still going to be boosted. The damage she does from Shadow Step is going to be boosted.
Mm. Seems likely.
Nice. So Gamora, boy, she can do a modest amount of damage, but quickly. For only five, I think she does... Yep. Something like 2,100 a slice when she's boosted.
Bargain sword slices.
Yeah, that's great. Great times. Her other abilities are okay too. Human torch.
Torch.
Another discount red direct damage.
Good damage.
Yeah, from the red for eight. Yeah.
So his green is no slouch either. You just got to keep feeding it.
Yeah, you got to feed a lot into that green, but it's good. It's a nice surprise burst.
Black nut's good.
No. Truth. It's going to be boosted though. So if you like him, now's your chance.
Yes, Flomp, the 9-9 is totally on this list.
9-9!
Love the 9-9.
That's a good show. Sentry. Oh, Sentry. Which one are you? Because you're all not great. But oh, yeah.
Tummy cramps.
Yeah. So the sword that comes out of his tummy cramps is going to be boosted, and that's okay. So is his... I feel like his red's not bad. It's not good, but it does significant damage.
That's the Champagne Supernova?
Yes. Yep, that's the one where he doesn't have to put out, like, 18 two-turn countdown tiles that may or may not do damage eventually.
Yeah, World Rupture.
Let's see who's going on. Let's just dive right into this. So many new characters. Or characters I don't play.
Man, Community's got to be on this list.
Yeah, for sure.
It's great.
The show was arguably one of my... top 10, if not top 5.
Yeah, that's totally got to make it to, like, near the final bracket.
The brand new, relatively brand new, yet to be reworked, 4-star Captain America, the worthy Captain America, the Mjolnir-wielding Captain America, is boosted. This seems unnecessary because from what I've heard, he's already the best. So PvPers can enjoy extra, extra beatings from a boosted 4-star Captain America, who's all the damage that he does from blue will be ramped up, and so will the extra ramped up damage from all the charge tiles. The damage that he deals from red will be up there, and it'll be boosted because of charge tiles. And the damage that he jumps in front of that the allies would take needs to be higher than usual for him to jump. I don't know him, and I'm only going off the wisdom of the man named UNC Samurai.
Yeah, whenever an ally goes to take damage, he jumps out in front. And yeah, with him being boosted, he'll have to take more damage.
Right.
That's at least a good thing if you're fighting him.
Right. He won't menace you quite as ever. He sounds very potent. Uh-huh. Are the charge tiles that important? Do you need to pair him with someone like Black Bolt or Lady Thor?
I don't know why his charge tiles would be important, but... I'm probably missing something.
I thought his blue was based on charge tile. The damage he does increases significantly based on how many charge tiles are on the board?
I don't know. He just generates all the AP. That's all I know. I make a match. He jumps out front. The next round, his team fires every power they have.
All right. Well, enjoy him. Oh, speaking of the opposite of that... Emma Frost. So, fortunately, this came equipped with a little clip from one of my favorite movies, but it looks like the strike tiles that she makes from her labor of learning will be boosted. Otherwise, the boost gives her nothing but hit points. See who this... Oh, Ghost. Good old semi-confusing Ghost. She true heals with her purple. That'll be boosted. She does some damage when unfazing with her red, and... it's a little bit better if you're invisible, but both of those damage dealing opportunities will be increased. Good old 4-star Luke Cage. I've heard of him. He makes big protectiles. He deals some damage. He does a truckload of damage with Fiddle Faddle.
Mm-hmm. Buddies.
Wow.
Hey, did you see that guy's got a new TV show?
No. What's he up to?
Luke Cage. He's at a show where apparently he's like a priest or something.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
I could not... Boy, that sounds... let's just
evil,
leave that there.
Something like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not who I thought he was, and now
I'm pretty sure that's him.
I believe you. I thought that was... yep, I believe you. Is all...
You thought it was the guy from Lucifer, didn't you?
I did. I thought it was
I thought the
from
same
Lucifer.
Thing, and I was like... I'm looking at him like, oh, it's a Minadeel. And I'm like, no, it isn't.
Man.
That's Luke Cage.
I'm ashamed. All right, let's just move on to Wiccan. Wiccan's boosted. His chain lightning does some good damage, and the damage that it does is boosted. I think his other things will not deal damage And I don't remember how you turn him into Demiurge, but you get all the colors and all the abilities, and he turns into Demiurge, and then he beats up the enemy, but he's never powerful enough to be in the front, so he never turns into Demiurge. Very complicated character. He's boosted. So this week, looks like 4-star Cap and 4-star Cage are boosted. Everybody else is also boosted, but it's just a big, confusing mishmash of things. And someday I'll tell you what 3-star Angel does. So let's see what Samurai says. he says what my co-host Ray says. If you enjoy PvP, stockpile some ISO, because Hammer Cap is boosted, and you will be hitting the skip button a lot.
It's very true. he did also comment on the Discord that one thing that I've left out, when you fight him, you're forgetting about one part, that the next round, when they fire all their powers, happens 15 minutes later. Because once you damage him, he puts out all the countdown tiles, and they all, each and every one of them, has to change a color on the board, and that makes a match. And then the next one goes, and it makes a match, which then cascades. And oh my God.
Wow.
And I really, what I'm saying is it's pure jealousy, and right. I wish I had mine champed, and he's really nice.
Great. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always. This segment brought to you by Mystify.
All right, let's head over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Frank.
All right, this week... Hey, you know what? I probably should have left that window open. This week on the Synergy segment, it's a suggested team that had not been tested. So let's see how this works out. So here's a team idea that's simply theoretical, since I don't have enough covers for one of the members to take it out for a spin. Domino at 355.
Oh, Domino.
Vulture at 553. And Cloak and Dagger at 553. This team is all about creating black AP.
Clearly.
So you create all the black AP that you need. You send Vulture into the air. He's just constantly in the air. And the trick is, if they're strong in the beginning, there's no way you lose the match. Because by the time Vulture comes back down out of the air, you will have so much black AP, he will immediately relaunch. So you'll be able to keep him in the air until you defeat any team you're going up against. So I find it very interesting. But yeah, you make Vulture go into the air. He generates black, blue, and green, which you can use for his powers, or you can fire off Domino's green, you know, however you want to do. Fill in some of the red with Domino. And if Cloak and Dagger happen to get hurt, if they're tanking for you, which... they are the oldest characters in this, so maybe they'll be tanking for you. Switch over to Child of Light and just heal. So it sounds like a pretty good 4-star team. Pretty much invincible once you get Vulture into the air. And I did give it a spin, and that's exactly what happened. It was not long before I had over 20 black AP, and that means Vulture's never coming down. Well, he's going to swoop down, kill a few people, and then go right back up. So it was interesting. I wouldn't say it was fun because it's constantly like so much black AP that it's hard to make any other match. But then again, you could use that black AP to fire off Darkness Hungers for Cloak and Dagger, and that'll minimize the other team's powers and minimize the damage you take. So it's an interesting team. All about the black AP, but yeah, give it a whirl if you got them, because why not?
Yeah, we'd like to see it tested.
Yeah.
I'm glad it went somewhere, because when you started, I thought your plan was step one, make black. Step three, profit.
Right. you didn't collect underpants, though. Yeah, so there you go. Try it out. Vulture, Cloak and Dagger, Domino. And if you do have suggestion for the Synergy segment, throw it my way. Put it up on Reddit. I would say email, but apparently I haven't checked my email in a week, so don't do that. But yeah, let me know if you got anything. In any case, there's your Synergy segment brought to you by
Unify.
There you go.
Unify.
Hey, before we open tokens, what did you guys think of that the Heroes for Hire store thing where it's 1,500 hero points that'll get you a legendary token?
Major resupply! It seems okay.
Major resupply?
Yep.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I saluted my microphone and everything.
I was going to say, I am, as you know, I have a problem with token hoarding. So for me personally, having 547 elite tokens, seven more is not something I'm going to get excited about. I feel like seven less would actually benefit me. So if it took away seven of my elite tokens.
Would you just open them?
I will not. I will not. I will not start buying bargain bundles of games that I never play. I will not stop hoarding tokens. I have a very limited number of vices. It has to spill out into other things. So yeah, again, I only have about half that in heroic tokens, if that makes you feel good. I only have like 225, so.
Oh, Lord. I know I have exactly zero of those two types, first two types of tokens.
All right, so if you don't have a problem like me, that's great for 1,500 hero points. I was really excited the other day. I opened up a anniversary vault token and got the 2,900 hit points, which I immediately converted into a handsome new suit for Devil Dinosaur.
Oh, nice.
And then spent my remaining 100 hero points on the 100 hero points for the store and got hero points. I was like, yes, that's fantastic. So I'm up some hero points from that.
So you have plenty of hero points to buy slots. You should open all those tokens.
I should. I should get that two-star thing rolling.
Yeah, you gotta get that farm going, baby.
I have. I've actually finally shifted over to your version of the farm, because I know that we've covered it in the Unify section, and I know that there are people that are still building their rosters. I see posts every day on Reddit, even though I can't see the game beyond where I am. Whenever I see, every day I see a post that said, finally champed all my three stars. I'm like, oh my goodness, people are still joining this game. That's fantastic. And it blows my mind. But yeah, my two-star team for when I do the Deadpool daily are three guys who happen to be champed at the moment. That's my master plan. I've gone the Craig route. Any three two-stars that are champed at the moment, and everybody else is just constantly in recycle mode. So I think it's something like, let's say, Hawkeye and Dakin and Thor. Yeah, I don't respec anybody. I don't do anything creative. I just use it to make money. Can we open those tokens yet?
Yeah, let's do it, Doug.
All right. I'm ready to go for a change. I feel like he's using his arm to shield his ear. And even though I know all the five stars live in his little Adam's apple, I'm going to poke him in his ear hole that he's trying to hide from me. And it's... Who? What? I don't even know what this is.
Four-star blade.
Oh. No, it's a four-star human torch.
Oh.
Oh, Android Jim.
Yeah. I was like, I've never seen such a thing before. What do I do?
He's strong.
I buy another slot, apparently. Okay. There we go. I got one level of human torch. Go for it, someone who's not me.
I have five, so...
Oh, my goodness. That'll last you for 5 weeks or one show. Go for it.
All right, I'm poking them in the Adam's apple. I'm getting a four-star Captain Marvel. We're going to go again and get a four-star Ghost Rider. And I'm going to get five four-stars. I just know it. There's a third one. Imagine that. And going again, and it is a X-Force Deadpool with a bonus, the wind-up for my worthy cap. So that, in and of itself, is worth it.
Totally.
And finally, Bishop with another bonus cover. Two bonus covers. That's nice.
Wow, were they both cap?
Yeah. I want cap. No question. So that takes my worthy cap up to a 3-5-4. I only need one more cover. So... I didn't get a five, but he's nearly champed, so it makes me happy. That's all I got.
Okay, that's okay. I have a little aside while I was getting ready. I was definitely riveted by all the not me token opening, so I started to play a quick game of Marvel Puzzle Quest to keep my Webbed Wonder event moving along. And I thought, well, I hope I can get this so that I can get out of this, and then I can do my next segment appropriately. And I was worried. I didn't even take me a full turn. Turn one, because it made me use... I don't know if it made me use... Anyway, I had Charles Xavier on my team for whatever reason. And My opening thing was a five match, which made another five match, which made another five match, and the turn ended. I was like, wow, that was convenient. Clearly the right choice. Do it, Craig. I believe in you.
Pokemon Charles, and it is a Kingpin, the Fisk defense.
Ooh.
Gets him up to level 297.
Okay. So, as I was putting all those covers on and leveling my characters, one of them got me another legendary token. So, I already, I hit it, and it gave me a 4-star Captain America, which then gave me a bonus Captain America.
Jeez.
Wow.
There you go. Now you can champ him.
Nope. So,
oh, the same color?
As it turns out, my Captain America is now at a 374. They were both okay. Red, and I cannot use them.
Soon.
Sigh. But there you go.
That's a lot of bonuses.
That was a stupid amount of bonuses.
Yeah, it really was.
For Shuzzle. Is that still okay to say? Is that still a thing? Is that 1998 already?
Sure.
Cool.
Great. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
The soon-to-be-named Lamborghini-esque podcast network? Yeah. It's called the soon-to-be-named network.
Vroom!
It's called the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can find this and several other shows on there to fill your podcasting needs. You can also find an archive of all the shows that have since retired or at least are indefinitely hiatus. It's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
Negatory.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. You know the drill, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3, get yourself some swag. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Charons? Charons? I don't know. Charons in the realm of darkness. Let's call it that. Bye-bye.
Sloppy. Bye, friends.
That's how you pronounce that.
Goodness.